Usually I'd be reluctant to talk about a sukkah topic before Yom Kippur, but given the calendar this year and the fact that we won't be meeting again until after sukkah, it looks like, I thought since we're Motzei Shnas HaShmita, we discussed tonight the halachos of Shmita Esrogim and how that impacts on our buying Esrogim during this season. So a lot of what we'll discuss is relevant both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, and some of it is unique to issues faced in Chutz Laaretz. And then, Emir Hashem, after Yantiv, we'll discuss what to do with your Shemitah Esrog if you have a Shemitah Esrog when Sukkot is over. So the first thing we have to discuss is what's the definition of a Shemitah Esrog? What is the Shemitah year as far as Esrogim are concerned? We are now Motzai Shemitah, but any Esrog on the market now was grown during the Shemitah year. So you're probably familiar with the Mishnah Bikurim, not because of your familiarity with Mishnah's Bikurim so much as the fact that it's quoted in the beginning of Kedushin, and if not from the beginning of Kedushin, then at least from Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes. Let's pull up the share screen for those of you on Zoom. So the Gemara, the Mishnah on the Gemara Lamed Tes Amid Beis, of course the Mishnah Bikurim, three lines on the bottom. Esrog Shavu Le'ilam Begimel Drachim Ulo Yerek Bederech Echad. So Esrog has certain qualities that are in common with tree fruits and some qualities that are in common with vegetables. Shavu Le'ilam Begimel Drachim Le'or Le'Levi Ulo Shvias. It has in common with a Elon, the calendar for purposes of Orla Revi and Shvias, Yerek B'derech Echad, and it has in common with the Irakos that has to do with Shas Halikut. So according to the Mishnah Bikurim, the calendar for Shemitah for an Esrog is determined based on Chanata, based not on when it is harvested, but when it is grown. And that's the Gimel Drachim that is Shava Li Ilan. In which case, if you have a Esrog fruit that is grown during the sixth year and harvested during the seventh year, a year ago, that would not have Kedusha Shvias. So if you were to harvest an Esrog a week after Rosh Hashanah a year ago, that would not have Kedusha Shvias. If you harvest an Esrog this year after Rosh Hashanah, even if it took root during the Shemitah year, that would have the status of Kedusha Shvias. In practice, I believe any Esrog that is on the market now, definitely in Chutz Laaretz, and probably most of the time in Eretz Yisrael also, would have been harvested before Rosh Hashanah of this year, and therefore, according to this Mishnah, would have the status of Peyrus Shvias regardless, because it grew during Shemitah, and it was harvested during Shemitah, even if it was if it would be harvested after Shemitah. So then, if it would be harvested after Shemitah, then it would still have Kedusha Shvias because it grew during the Shemitah year. However, there is an opinion of Rabbanan de Usha in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, that disagrees. Rabbi Seinu Shinin de Usha, that you follow Lakita, and therefore everything follows when it's harvested, and therefore if you were to harvest an Esrog this week, it would not have Kedusha Shvias. Shmita V'yavu Peridat Alachi Yud Beis seems to paskin at least Lechumra like the Rabbi Seinu Shinin de Usha. That's a minority opinion of Rishonim. Most Rishonim Paskin, like the Gemara in Bikurim, like quoted in the Gemara in Sukkah that we just saw, Lamites, that's the Rivid in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Aleph, that's the position of Rav Rishonim. In practice, the Svarim say that the Minhag is to be Machmir for both Chitos and to be Choshesh for the Rambam, and therefore, even if you had an Esrog that was grown during year six and harvested a year ago during year seven, you'd be cautious for the Shitas Rabbim and treat that as an Esrog that has Kedushas Shvias. So for all intents and purposes, in practice, any Esrog that is on the market this year is going to have Kedushas Shvias. So what are the ramifications of that as far as buying such an esrog? So first issue that we have to address is whether there's any potential exposure of Shamur the Neva. Shamur means a fruit of Shemitah that was guarded, that wasn't made hefker properly during the Shemitah year. Shemitah produce is supposed to be hefker. So if you didn't keep those halachas properly, you guarded the fruit and in the field and prevented people from taking it freely. So that is called Shamur. Neva means that you did a bodas karka, the iser, on such fruit. Neva potentially could even be relevant if you don't hold of a heter mechir and hold that a heter mechir is not valid at all and isn't chal. So then a bodas karka that you do on the basis of the heter mechira potentially also could have exposure of an iser neva. So is there an iser achila slash hana'a on produce that was shamur be'iser or neva be'iser during Shemitah? So this is Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rashi, and Tosfos. Take a look back here in Sukkah, Lamentas and Beis. The real Sukkah is in Yevamos Kuf Kaf Beis. And Alephus discusses it here. Lamentas and Beis, Yevam Askel, the Med Varma Mubar. The Gemara there discusses, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Beis discusses its towards the end of the short lines in the Tosa Dima Maskel Med Varma Mubarim. The Gemara discusses a Nachri who was selling fruit in the marketplace. And he says, these peiros are Shel Orlahem, Shel Netrevayhem, Shel Azekahem. He says, these are Orla fruits, which would mean it's Aser. These are Netrevay fruits, which would mean it's Aser. And these are Azeka fruits. So the Gemara says that he has no Ne'amanus, Lo Kivin and Lo Shbiach Micha. We had a motivation for saying it, but he has no Ne'amanus to say it. So it sounds like Azeka is parallel to Netrevay and Orla. So there's some kind of Iser. What's the Iser involved? So Rashi says, it can't be that we're talking about an iser of Meshumar, that Azeka means it was a Pardes Meuzak, a orchard that or a field that was guarded during Shemitah and it was guarded from people coming in. That's what we would call Shamur, because Rashi says there's no such iser. Ella Rashi is a different shot, is referring to a field in a certain location that has high quality fruit. And he's saying these are fruits are from that area, and he's in Chutz La'aretz and may have kedusha Eretz as well. For Meiser, no relevance to our topic. And Tosa disagrees and says no. Shel Azeka means that it's meuzek, it was surrounded, it's meshumar during Shemitah, and that's the yeser because you're not allowed to eat perishvias that were meshumar. That's the position of Rabbeinu Tam. Most Rishonim disagree. The Rambam isn't the Feirish, but most understand the Rambam is Mekel, like Rashi as well. The Ramban Latar and Pashas Bahar is Mekel. That's the position of Rov Rishonim. That's as far as the Isser of Meshumer, or Shomer. What about the Isser of Neva? So that's not discussed directly here in this Tosfos. Rabbi Karp, in his analysis in the Perikid Aleph of his Mishmar Sashvias, goes through all the Shittas Rishonim. He lines them up and calculates that there are more Rishonim that hold of an Isser Neva than an Isser Meshumar, even though it may still not be the majority of Rishonim. How do we paskin as far as whether there is an Isser Meshumar, Isser Nevad? And just to point out, if there is an Isser Meshumar, Isser Nevad, and it's Aser Bachila, so then you wouldn't be Yotze Mitzvah Stalin Mina with such an Esrog, because Sukkalam and Hay, that an Esrog for Mitzvah has to be Rai Lachila. So if it's not Rai Lachila because it's an Isser, presumably you wouldn't be Yotze. So Rabbi Karp points out, Minigur Shalayim was to be machmir both on Shamar and Evad to ask for such peros be'achila. And the Sefer Dalaminim Ashalim, Rabbi Weissfish, the classic Kitzur Sefer on Hilchos Dalaminim, he points out that the Chazon Ish says different things in different places. But many are Mekel. Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simenkuf Pevav, writing exactly 10 Shemitah cycles ago, Likras Sukkis 1952. So seven times 10 Shemitah cycles ago. So Moshe writes there that 2 points. He thinks most Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. So he's not sure that you have to be choshesh for something that's Meshumar. He's talking about a Esther that comes from Eretz Yisrael where they kept held of Heter Mechira. There are very few other Esrokin coming from Eretz Yisrael in 1952. So if you're Mefakbek and the Heter Mechira, so maybe that's an Isser of Shamar v'Nevad. So Moshe says, number one, it's a minority position, Rishon Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to be choshish for that. And even if you are going to be choshish for that, In 1952, the first day of Sukkot wasn't Shabbos. So he says, anyway, we're only talking about a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, on Yom Tov Sheni. And even if you're going to be machmir on Shomer V'Neved, as far as the Isser relevant to Esrog, he thinks you don't do machmir when it comes to the mitzvah, the Raisa. Now when it comes to the mitzvah, the Rabbanan, and you'd be Yotzei mitzvah, Dalaminim, with an Esrog that's Shomer V'Neved on day two, even if you weren't Yotzei on day one. So Yesh Al, Yesh Makom L'Hakel, as far as Shomer V'Neved, although obviously you would want to avoid such a an issue if possible. The next thing to consider is the Isser Skora, as we discussed in previous shirim of Avodah Zarah Samach Dalu L'Achol Skora, that Perish Shvi'is are to be eaten. They're not to be used for commercial activity. So if you're going to sell Esrogim commercially, even if you didn't violate Shomer V'Neved, but maybe that's a problem of an Isser Skora. So as far as that's concerned, the Sefer Arbas Minim Shalim points out a Tosfos in Sukkah Lamatessa Manal, which is cut off of the first sheet of Marmakamos, a little bit later on over here. So this is the writes, V'leisavle Demeya Esrog Behedya. So Tosfos there suggests that the Isser Skor is only if there's a direct relationship between the seller and the buyer, so that the buyer is going to be using that which he buys. Tosfos writes, "Aval hu located b'no mocher al yado." If there's a middleman involved, so one person is doing the harvesting, someone else is doing the selling, so that technically speaking is not a violation of the Isser Skora if there's a third party in the picture. So that potentially could be another consideration how to mitigate the Isser Skora if there's a third party involved in the sale. And we'll talk about more ways of mitigating that problem as we go on. The next issue to contend with is Demei Shvi'is. If you buy Shemitah produce, so then the money that you buy the Shemitah produce with has Kedusha Shvi'is. That's called Demei Shvi'is. So that's the issue that the in Gazel is dealing with. The Mishnah Lamentasim and Aleph Halokach Lula Mechaveiro B'Shvi'is Nosin Lo Esrog B'Matan Lefish Ein Rashi Locha B'Shvi'is. If you buy a lulav during Shemitah, you should give an esrog as a matana because you can't buy the esrog lehedya during Shvi'is. So as Mavur from the Gemara that we're talking about, where you're buying from an Amah Aretz, three lines in Ein Mosin to make Peres Shvi'is Amah Aretz. The problem is that you're not allowed to give the May Perish Shvi'is to an Amaris because the Amaris is not going to treat it properly with the requisite Kedushas Shvi'is. So the Gemara seems to be assuming, although this may be Machlokas Rishonim, that a Lulav does not have Kedushas Shvi'is, which is how the Avla works, that you're buying a Lulav that doesn't have Kedushas Shvi'is, and then you could be Mavliya the Esrog. So that's probably Machlokas Rishonim, and that may have different applications nowadays. Whether even if Lulav used to have Kedusha Shvi'is, maybe its function is different. So it doesn't matter topic for today. But either way, the Mishnah is telling us that there's a Dinah Havla, that a way to avoid the problem of selling or buying a Shemitah fruit from Amah Aretz and be concerned about Dmei Shvi'is is to do a Bavla where there's no direct transaction for the Shemitah produce. It's Nivla, it's swallowed up with a non-Shemitah object that you are buying, and therefore that money is not going to be nitpas b'kedushas shvi'is. The Gemara here doesn't discuss what emerges from the Haskell is that there's another way of obviating kedushas demei shvi'is when you buy shmita produce from an Ama Aretz, and that is hakafa, that is buying on credit. So if you buy on credit, the way Tosfos presents it here, and then you only pay after the Shemitah fruit is no longer in existence, that money is not going to be nitpas b'kedusha shvi'is. So if you have a relationship that allows you to do this, you want to buy a Shemitah fruit from an amar. So you'll take it now, and the arrangement is that you'll only pay him after you eat the fruit. So that's not going to be nitbas be kedusha shvi. So that's what the Nativ writes in Chelik Beis Meisha Davar Simen Nun Vav. Chelik Beis Simen Nun Vav. That's what he did during Shnas Hashmita when he bought an Eretz Yisrael Dik Asrog. So he would buy it b'hakafa out of this concern of being mosher the Meishvias and Am Haaretz. He would buy it b'hakafa and only pay after Sukkis was over. So that raises other issues that the Nativ doesn't address in the Tshuva. What does that do with Lachem? So you have to craft a way that you have your cake and eat it too, that it's hakafa for purposes of the Meishvias, but it's still considered Lachem for purposes of being Yotzei the Mitzvah. So a little unclear exactly how to do that in the most effective way. But in theory, there may be a way of having that middle ground and doing a kafa to solve the Dimei Shvias problem. The Sefer Arba Samina Mashalim quotes a discussion, maybe Havla, maybe including the Esrog's price with the Lulav would be helpful not only for the Dimei Shvias problem, but for the Isser Schorer problem as well. He quotes that the Mafsi of Rum, from Steinberg, the brother Rav, the founding Abbezdin of the Bezdin of America, was the last Rav in Brod before the war, Moshe Steinberg, the brother Rav. But his grandfather, Avram Steinberg, was previous brother Rav, Baal Shuas Mafsi Ephraim. So he was of the opinion that Tavla only works what the Gemara tells you works for the Yisr Schorah, not for Dimei Shvias, not for Yisr Schorah. But he quotes over here from the Ridvaz, who thought that maybe that could work to solve the problem of the Yisr Schorah as well. The best way for solving the problem of the Yisr and probably Shomer V'Neved, if done properly, is if you have a Shemitah Esrog that is through an Otsar Bezdin mechanism. So as you probably heard enough of during the past year, the model of Otsar Bezdin, which is based on a Tosefta, not quoted in the Rambam, yes, quoted by some other Rishonim, where the theory is that Bezdin oversees the cost of doing the minimum malacha involved in harvesting the fruit in a permissible way and bringing it to the market without making profit, but just covering the expenses of the work that needs to be done for the field. So if it's done through that kind of Otsar Bezdin, it likely would not run into a problem in Issus Chora. It probably would run into a problem of Shomer V'Neved. Question is how you do that in the appropriate fashion and then charge a fair price that covers the otzos and not the general extortion that's the norm in the esrog market. So Rabbi Karp talks about this in his Kuntres Otsar Bezdin in the end of his Mishmeres HaShviyah. So he's skeptical about the practice of how Otsar Bezdins really work. But he says, you should have said, as far as what are reasonable expenses, that if you're figuring out what is the cost of harvesting the esrogim, it doesn't cost any more money to harvest a mehuder esrog than it does to harvest a baseline esrog. So what's the justification for charging more money for a mehuder esrog this year from an Otsar Bezdin esrog than a regular esrog? So he says, at first glance, there's no justification, but because from Avayashiv said you could justify it as follows, that a person who buys a more mehuder esrog is willing to share a greater percentage of the expense of the harvesting costs. So the way that would work is you can't have a different price for every esrog. That's not reflective of this kind of a model, but you could have two or three sugim, aleph bet gimel, aleph 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 bet, and then charge a different price based on the sug, with the understanding that if you're the people who get a higher quality esrog, you're willing to have a greater share in the expense. Rav Asher doesn't like that. Minchas Asher, the new one, Simen Tesayin on Shvias. So he thinks that E.E. Asher Chaley, he writes, it's not to me. I'd insist, by the way, Nissen Karelis has the same thing as Rav Yashir, that you could have different sugim within reason. Rav Asher thinks, E.E. Asher Chaley, he writes, that I would just have a single price for every esrog. And you figure out how much does it cost to harvest, and then you divide that equally by all the esrogim, and either first come, first serve, whoever comes first gets a nicer esrog, or you put it in closed boxes, and it's potluck. So he's not, he doesn't, the reality is that I think every Oser Beis Din does have Sugim, although it shouldn't be having a separate price for every Esrog, and it shouldn't be that the Mocher looks at an Esrog and sets the price. But what Rabbi Karkos of Yashiv seems to be the norm on the market as far as setting prices for Otsar, Beis Din, Esrog. So everything we said till now is relevant in Eretz Yisrael. If you buy an Esrog this year in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take these considerations into Cheshbon of Shamar V'Neved, of Schora, and the possibility of Otsar Beis Din solving some of these problems. Now, Chutz La'aretz, we have an additional consideration if we're going to buy Eretz Yisrael Esrogim or have them exported, and that's the Mishnah Shvi'is Perek Vav Mishnah Hay, back of the Mar Makamos. Emotzi and Shemen Sreifa Peir Shvi'is Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. You're not allowed to export Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. That would seem to be a pretty big impediment to bringing an Eretz Yisrael Dik Shemitah Esrog to Chutz La'aretz. Says the Gemara Imsach and Nun Beis Amid Beis. Toch Kadei, the Gemara there has the following story. The context beyond it isn't relevant to us. Where Safra Nafak Meretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. Safra left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Have a Bahadeh Garba de Chamer de Shvi'is. He had a container of Shvi'is wine. Asks Tosfos, Dear Maskel or Safra, Hikshariva, what about the Mishnah in Shvi'is? You're not allowed to bring Perish Shvi'is to Chutz La'aretz. The tirei sahasa mayri lachila v'safra afik l'schora d'yesh sahara shemiteres. The teres number one is that the iser of hasas perishvias to chutz la'aretz is only if you're going to eat them, but not if you're going to sell them. You can never sell them, so there are hechatimsas where there's no iser schora. Inami b'shogeg yotzio. Inami, he didn't pack his own bags. Someone stuck it in the suitcase, he didn't realize, and they didn't stop him at passport control. And he brought into Chutz La'aretz the shogeg. So according to the first Aretz of Tosfos, that the Isser of Chutz La'aretz only applies if it is la'achila. So that would seem to be a fairly significant Pesach for allowing exporting Shemitah Esrogim to Chutz La'aretz for use for Arba Minim, where they're not going to be eaten. That's what the Chuvas Bikurei Shlomo writes, Arachayim Simen Lamed Zayin Oskof, Simen Lamed Zayin Oskof, quotes this from the Marik, for the Knesset HaGadola, that the Iker Teretz Atosus is the first Teretz, and therefore you're allowed to export Shemitah Esrogim to Chutz La'aretz. Your motion, the Chuvas recorded earlier, quotes this as well, as a sniff Lahakel on this topic. However, Pasa Shulchan, Rivshal Mishklav, Tamad Agra, Simen Kavdal, Sivkata Nunvav, writes that the Iker is like the second Teretz of Tosos, and therefore l'chachila, you should not be mosi peir shvi'is to Chutz La'aretz under any circumstances. Now, what's the reason for the Isser of Atzas peir shvi'is to Chutz La'aretz? The Rash writes on the Mishnah there that it has to do with beer. That beer on peir shvi'is, whenever the Zman beer comes, has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're going to take the Chutz La'aretz, then you're avoiding, you're not going to be able to fulfill beer properly. That's based on a Tosefta. Peir Shvi'is Sheyasa B'Chutz La'aretz Mevaran B'Mkom Adivir Rebbe. Shemin Elazar Amar Mevi'im Ba'aretz Mevaran. You have to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael in order to perform beer. So based on this Rash, the Rash says that the reason is beer oriented. So the Ridvaz, and it's based on Ridvaz on the Rambam, writes that the reason you're allowed to send Esroge Chutz La'aretz to is because he holds, and we'll talk about this more in the next year, but the Ridvaz holds that there's no beer for Esrogim Bismanazeh because of the way that they're cultivated, that they're those that aren't sold in theory will be left on the tree for years. There's no chobas beer. If that's the case, if there's no chobas beer, then there shouldn't be any iser hotzal l'chutzaretz. Just what everyone argues on the Ritzvah, on the Ritzvah, that there is a chobas beer, but that is his suggestion. Now, with Yosef Lieberman, Mishnas Yosef Chelebeis of Mevav says what the Ritzvah really means to say, it's not that there's no chobas beer because Esrogim stay on the tree for years, or because all the Esrogim are harvested right away. It's because the way the Rambam writes, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, Shemitah V'Yovel, Hayilo Peres Merubin, Mechalkan, Lemazon, Gimel, Suda, Sokol, Echa V'Yachad. So if you have a large amount of produce, you're allowed to divide it into three meals worth for every individual. And that much you're allowed to keep beyond the Zman beer. So how many Esrogim are people taking? So any person is going to take one Esrog for his own use. That's going to be less than Mazon Gimel Seudos. So then in Mela, there's not going to be a Chobos beer because the Chobos beer is only on quantities of food that are more than Mazon Gimel Seudos. So that's Rabbi Yosef Lieberman's take on the reason of the Ridbaz. Then the Ridbaz quotes that from Reb Chaim Berlin, that another Sad L'Hakel, if you planted it, I'll das to export it to Chutz La'aretz, so somehow that makes it better, and there's no Isser at Sad L'Chutz La'aretz there as well. Now the Rashi and Tavas Kohanim has a different reason why there's an Isser of Hotzas Peros Shvius L'Chutz La'aretz. There he writes, Tavas Kohanim Parshas Baharos Tess, that we're worried if you bring it to Chutz La'aretz, you're going to have it get it mixed up with Peros Chutz La'aretz, and you won't be knowing proper Kedusha Shvius. If you're going to bring Shemitah produce to Chutz La'aretz, it's going to get mixed up with regular Chutz La'aretz produce, and you're not going to treat the Shvius produce with Kedusha Shvius. So Rashi Weiss points out that both of these reasons arguably don't apply to an Esrog being exported for mitzvah purposes. We're not worried that you're going to confuse it with your lemon that you're going to eat, because no one's eating Esrogim b'stam. And also we're not worried that if it's a beer oriented halacha, so then there are reasons as from the Ridbaz and others to be makel about the beer consideration as well, which we'll talk more about next time. In practice, Chazon Ish writes in Shvius Perek Yud Osvav, Im Shulchan Esrogim L'Chutz La'aretz Yesh B'Zem Yishum Eimotzim Peiros Shvius L'Chutz La'aretz U'Mikol Mokom Eina Peiros Nesarim V'Yosim Behen. So better, you're not supposed to, but if you did, you're still Yosei. However, the Chazon Ish also writes in a letter appended to the Sefer Arbis Min HaMashalim, page Shin Kaf Gimel, L'shloach Esrog Bilti Morkav V'Bilti Meshumar L'kiya Mitzvah B'Mokom Sheyesh Estapik Shivutal HaMitzvah V'Hadir HaMishloach, to send a proper kosher Esrog to Chutz La'aretz where otherwise you may not be able to fulfill the mitzvah, Hadas Nota L'Hatir V'Lo Likach Min Osas Chavetz. As long as you can avoid the Meshumar problem, you can avoid the Schiris problem, but as far as the Shiluach L'Chutz La'aretz, that you can be makel on, if otherwise you're not going to have enough of a market supply for people to fulfill the mitzvah properly. I would imagine that even now, with whatever options there are for buying Esrogim from other places in Chutz La'aretz, I imagine that there isn't enough of the supply to meet all the demand. And the Chazon Ish's argument probably is relevant even nowadays, even if it may be less relevant than it was 70 years ago. In the Tshuva Sitza Kodesh, we'll wrap up in 2 minutes, Ritzvi Michal Shapira, one of the Gedolim of the old Yishuv in the end of the 1900s, Chelek Aleph Siman Tes Vav, he writes that the Maral Diskin was matir bringing Esrog Yishvius to Chutz La'aretz. If you make a Tanai with the non-Jewish owners of the Pardesim, that the Nachrim are going to be the ones that are mostly to Chutz La'aretz, and it's only going to come into possession of the Jews once it gets into Chutz La'aretz, once it gets into the port in Trieste in Italy. So that only helps if you're dealing with non-Jewish Mochrim. I just saw today, in a recent issue of Moriah printed a year ago, a little piece from David Soloveitchik, that he writes that someone went to the Brisker Rav, and asked the Brisker Rav if you're allowed to send the Srogi Shvius to Chutz La'aretz, and he thought the Iker was like the first day in Tosus in Sachin that we saw, and he says that was always a minog. And there's a letter that the Brisker Rav wrote to Rabbi Zalman when he was still in Chutz La'aretz, asking for an Eretz Yisrael aspect of Shmita. And the Brisker Rav wouldn't have done that if Reb Chaim didn't agree to that. So he thinks that the minhag is to be makel on sending Eretz Yisrael Zikas Rogim to Chutz Laretz. There is one other detail that you have to, even if you're makel on Otsal Chutz Laretz Litzorech Mitzvah, but there's another Isser, and that is the Rambam Perek Zayin Shemitah B'Yavolach Yud Bey is based on a Yerushalmi, Hamolach Peiros Shvias B'Malkim Shekal L'Malkim Shelokalu, etc. Peiros Ha'aretz Sheyasul Chutz Laretz Mitzbarim M'Komam Lo Yavira M'Malkim L'Malkim. You're not allowed to transfer Peiros Shvias from one place in Chutz Laretz to another place in Chutz Laretz. So even if you had a heter to bring it there in the first place, how can you move it from place to place? So if Cook writes in Shabbas Ha'aretz Perek Zayin Alach Yud Beis, he assumes Davar Pashut, that the Isser Havara B'makom L'makom Chutz Laretz is only relevant if it got there B'Isser. But if there's a heter to bring it there before in the first place, then he thinks that there's no Isser of Havara B'makom L'makom either. So to summarize, when it comes to Shemitah Esrogim, you have to deal with the issue of Shamor and Nevad. You have to deal with the Yisr Sora. You have to deal with Dmei Shvias Amaretz. And potentially you have to deal with Hasas Peres Shvias to Chutz Laretz. But all of these are not insurmountable problems. And there are still many benefits. And you have to treat the Esrog with Kedusha Shvias. We'll talk more about next time, Ritz Hashem. But there are definitely benefits to still having an Eretz Yisrael Dik Esrog, if you're able to do it properly. Okay, Gemara Chasima Tova. So Ritz Hashem, we will pick up after Shavuos, Thursday Parshas Bereishis. After Sukkot, sorry. Yes, after Sukkot.